Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm hip. I'm no square. I'm alert. I'm awake. I'm aware. I am always on the scene. Making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Playboy magazine. I'm so hip. I dig. I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend, man, I'm so hip. Now every Saturday night, with my suit button-tied and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks. Yes, I'm watching Netflix with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class when I hang around the band. Popping my thumbs, digging the drums. Squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip, like I'm hip. Yes, I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, bo-dee-o-do. Lady Gaga knows my friend. I'm so hip. Yes, I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had the day, and now the passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads and whatever the ads say it's needs fill, I'm keeping abreast. I'm in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a kook. I'm a car, I'm a cat, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scooby-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip, 'cause I'm hip, like I'm hip. Let her rip, we're all hip. Let me flip, while I flip. 'Cause he's hip, and he's hip. We're all hip, 'cause I'm hip. Like you're hip, we're all hip. Watch us flip, 'cause we're hip. Scooba-dooba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
From the hip mid-20s jazz singer that is rising up the charts and giving audiences the goods, that was Veronica Swift with the 2019 tune, I'm Hip, off her CD called Confessions. So things began in earnest with her at her appearance at the Jazz at Lincoln Center at the age of 11 when she performed at the Women in Jazz series at Dizzy's Coca-Cola. We caught up with her here at the show recently to get to the bottom of this jazz career she has, and this sums up a lot.
What was going on? I was just happy to be there doing it. Like, I knew this was going to be what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, but it wasn't like I didn't have like that kind of pinnacle breakthrough moment where like, this is what I want to do. You know, there was never like that initial. It was just kind of like you said, osmosis. Like I had just always known this was just the way of life. I just absorbed it and accepted it, and you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
So in the fall of 2015, when she won second place at the prestigious Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition, things took off. Then in 2016, she was asked to perform a concert of her own at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center in New York City, and she was a guest artist at the Jazz at Lincoln Center with Ted Firth's big band, along with Marilyn May. Then in 2017, she started her residency at the infamous Birdland Jazz Club in New York City, and on into 2018, Veronica began touring with her own Emmett Cohen Trio and the Benny Green Trio, along with performing the Great American Songbook and bebop and vocalese classics. She is a passionate devotee of the 20s and 30s music and has sung with the great master of that era, Mr. Vince Giordano. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz crooners, from the legendary Marilyn May to the great Ebony Fonderin, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with a lot of jazz here. So one of the performers and concerts that blew Veronica away was Lady Gaga. And as we hear the tune, The Lady is a Tramp, their take on it, this is Lady Gaga with the legendary singer Tony Bennett off their 2014 CD, Cheek to Cheek, Listen to Veronica Explain.
I'm telling you, it was Lady Gaga, man. The grandiose production. Like, I mean, I always loved theater and opera, and I'd seen opera before that, too, and I saw an opera show, and I was like, I want to do this, just in terms of, like, I want to put on a production of this grand level, this theater, this drama, this everything's big, you know, and that's what drew me to that kind of performance.
And pearls. The rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a
tramp. Go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Jeter's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lane.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no? That's why the lady is a tramp. Go! That's so. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Hey, everybody. This is Veronica Swift. I'm a jazz singer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was guitarist Perry Smith joined by his quartet in 2019 with the tune Golden Days off his CD Live in Brooklyn. This cat combines the traditions of jazz with broad influences from contemporary music to create that signature style he has. Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, he is now based in Brooklyn where he leads his own groups and is a sideman for local and touring cats. Joining him on the live effort is Melissa Aldana on sax, Matt Aronoff on bass, and Jay Sawyer taking good care of the drums back there. From a trumpet player and bandleader whose professional career spanned a full 60 years and really hit it big in the 40s, this is Henry Levine and his Strictly from Dixie Jazz Band circa 1942 with the song Shine as we keep on adding the sunshine around here.
Thank you. name is Christian Lillinger. I'm German composer from Berlin, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz.
That was German drummer, composer, and percussionist Christian Lillinger with his group Ground. And that was the song Feldebeat off the 2009 CD First Reason. Coming out of Berlin since 2003, he is consistently busy with concerts and festivals in Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, and the United States. And we caught up with him recently in Berlin, and he talked about how he creates. Have a listen.
It's a possibility to constantly work actually against, to play against your habits, you know. Actually, I try to avoid my normal habits, so I just try to composing a lot, and through that I try to find new ways to express myself. So how is it?
Let's catch up with the energetic and flamboyant pianist, bandleader, arranger, composer, and an important cat in the development of the big band jazz and swing era, Mr. Fletcher Henderson. This is the song, Christopher Columbus, as we sail on here.
Hey! this is Dan McCarthy, vibraphonist from Toronto. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
From the Canadian jazz vibraphonist Dan McCarthy, that was the song Blato for Carla Bley off his impressive 2019 CD called City Abstract. He was born in Toronto and in a scene there before he made his name for himself and moved on to New York City in 2004. And that allowed him to play with legends and big shots like Steve Swallow, George Garzon, Gerald Cleaver, and Ingrid Jensen. In fact, we talked to him about what these legends taught him about music, and this is what he had to say.
You know, one of the big things that it's taught me is just play with people, play with anybody. You know, when I had Steve Swallow on my last CD, I mean, that was a pure, I'd never met him before, just a pure cold call email that I just shot out to him. And it was like, hey, I'm doing this project, you know, would love to have you. And he said, yes. You know, he has no idea who I am, but he's still, you know, willing to do that, you know, and he's, you know, 77, 78 and still willing to sort of play with, you know, anybody that wants to play. And I think that's a really good approach to music because you never know who, you know, who you're going to learn stuff from.
One of the first albums that Dan got inspired by was a rather obscure one from Vibes legend Gary Burton. This is the 1974 LP Ring, and he's joined by his quintet with the song Unfinished Symphony. And as we get into it, have a listen to Dan explain.
So one of my favorite, probably top five Desert Island records of all time is a CD by Gary Burton, by his quintet, entitled Ring. It's a unique instrumentation. It's Gary on vibes. When I was first getting into jazz, my sort of only knowledge of the vibraphone was like Milt Jackson and Lionel Hampton. And my dad at the time liked to frequent flea markets and find interesting CDs and stuff. Came back home. I was in college at this time. It's probably 98 or 99. He comes home with Ring, and I put it on, and it's just the weirdest, most, I couldn't stand it. I turned it off after about a minute. I couldn't stand the music, you know, like a lot of great records. I revisited it about a year or two later, and I was just like, this is a genius album. This is absolutely incredible.
I'm Mark Juliana from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Different with something new. Papa G-top, tall, tall, tall. Every gigolo goes around complaining times are slow since the Creole babies came to know. Papa G-top, tall. Every Pullman porter tells you that his fame is known. Down in Bammy, every brown-skinned daughter wishes he could be her own. even Mammy, in a thousand flats, who's the topic of a thousand chats and a thousand little family spats. Pop the tree top tall.
From the Fats Waller Soundalike Band, billed as the Tempo King and his Kings of Rhythm, that was the 1936 song Pop a Tree Top Tall. And this act crossed the line between inspired emulation and conspicuous imitation. Beginning in August of 36, the band recorded 55 titles and is remembered primarily for the group of cats that included clarinetist Joe Marsala, trumpet-wielding brother Marty Marsala, and guitarist Eddie Condon. Man, they were good. When writing the big screen adaptation of the new 2019 film, Motherless Brooklyn, actor and new director Edward Norton knew early on that he wanted his longtime friend from Radiohead, Thom Yorke, to contribute music to the 50s era drama. So, on this jazz-rich soundtrack, Thom teams up with Flea from the Chili Peppers for the tune Daily Battles. And man, it's a good one. Enjoy.
is Jeff Denson, and you've been listening to music from my new album, Between Two Worlds, with guitarist Roman Pilon and drummer Brian Blade on Neon Jazz.
That was the talented Southern California bassist, composer, and educator Jeff Denson with the song Nostalgic Farewell off his new 2019 offering, Between Two Worlds. So when the virtuoso players on the CD meet, It's always magic. Jeff is joined by revered French guitarist Romain Pilon and drummer Brian Blade. And we caught up with Jeff to discuss the magic and this project, and these are his thoughts.
Aside from them both being amazing musicians, there's something similar in their personalities and in how they approach music, and I knew it would be an incredible mix.
From the great Kansas City-based keyboardist originally from St. Louis, but making KC quite a joint for live music and recordings, this is Matt Villinger with the title track off his newest 2019 CD. It's called All Day, and it's a follow-up to his 2015 CD, All Night. And both of these albums are ones you should run out and get. And as you do, take a listen. Again, that was KC keyboardist Matt Villinger with the 2019 cut All Day. It's a good one, man. And finally, fittingly, we keep up with the keys here from one of the finest names doing piano and jazz today and for quite some time. This is Fred Hirsch joined by his trio in 2010, alive at the Village Vanguard with the tune Dream of Monk. And speaking of dreamy, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that is always dreaming that dream, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.